Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Thank you for joining us here. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very noble and virtuous and interesting tradition which has been narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam regarding supplication, ad-dua. As you know, we're in the month of Ramadan right now, and this is a month where our prayers and our supplications, our requests to God will be accepted and answered more quickly than in other months, right? So it's important for us to pray and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this beautiful tradition, Imam Ali, he talks a little bit about dua. We can look at this tradition and learn a lot about it, and it can encourage us to make prayer and supplication in this month of Ramadan. Imam Ali said the following in his counsel to his son Imam Hassan alayhi salam: know that the one in whose hands are the treasures of the kingdoms of this world and the hereafter has allowed you to supplicate, right? He has allowed you and permitted you, God Almighty, in whose hands there is, in whose hands the kingdom of the here, this world and the hereafter exists, God Almighty has allowed us to supplicate to him. At the same time, he has guaranteed to answer you. So not only has he permitted us to supplicate to him, he's also guaranteed that he will answer us. This could be perhaps a reference to a very famous verse of the Holy Quran in which God says, your Lord has said, call me and I will hear you, or I will hear your supplication, or I will answer your supplications. Indeed, those who are disdainful of my worship will enter hell in utter humility. In continuation, Imam Ali says, he has commanded you to ask him so he can give you, and he is the all-merciful, the kind. He has not placed any barrier between him and you. He's our creator and we are his creatures, and there is no separation or boundary or barrier between a creator and his creation, right? So there's nothing that would prevent our supplications from reaching him, or from him hearing our supplications, or his responding to our supplication. No, there's no barrier or nothing that would prevent us from communicating with one another. He has not committed you to whoever intercedes for you. Then he has placed in your hands the keys to his treasures by allowing you to ask from him. The actual words of the tradition are mafatiha khazainihi, the keys to his treasures. Right? These keys, what are they? They are the requests that we make. They are the prayers that we make. They are the supplications we make. Right? These are the things that will open the doors to his treasures and the blessings that he wants to give us. So, whenever you wish, open the doors of his treasures by supplicating him. Right? There is no restraints as far as time is concerned. We can supplicate to him whenever we want. And this is especially more virtuous in this holy month of Ramadan that we're in. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtue of supplication in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin.
وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.